Hey everyone, this is Greg from Knowledge is Power. In case you hadn't guessed already, there isn't an episode for this week, so we're going to call this one episode 12.5 because it's not quite a full episode. Apologize for it. Eric and I just ran out of time this weekend and didn't want to throw together something half-assed. So here I am throwing together something half-assed. But I wanted to pull together some stories for everyone just in case you're looking for some fun things to do. One is the fact that the one red paperclip guy that we talked about on the show earlier, who was trading everything, he started off with a single red paperclip and traded it for a pen and traded. Finally completed it. He traded everything for a house in Canada, cause he lives in Canada already. But it's pretty cool to trade, to start with just a paperclip and to trade all the way up, and now he owns a house, which I think is pretty cool. Another little story we had was about Vladimir Putin, the head of Russia, I guess he'd be called the prime minister, started a new thing where he's answering questions online, and the first question was about him kissing a little boy on the stomach, which he described a little strangely as like stroking a cat or something like that. But very funny, but he's having online questions. So people go on, type their questions and vote on other questions. And eventually, whichever one gets the most votes, he has to answer. And, so the first one was about him kissing the little boy. And the second one, this is really true. The second question that he's going to be forced to answer is whether he would use giant humanoid war robots to protect Russia if attacked, which is just hilarious. And then the last little story for you is the fact about Office Max is getting rid of their rebate program. They're citing that it's not really, the consumers aren't really fans of it, and so they just want to get rid of it totally, and they're just going to say, like, hey, you know, this computer isn't, you know, $500 with after $200 rebate. It's just $500, which is really cool. Good for Office Max. My pimp would be the YouOS, YouOS, which is an online, operating system. It has, a bunch of little, neat little programs that run online. It's all Ajax. It even has a web browser. So you're surfing the web in a web browser within a web browser. So it's kind of Blizzard Mind, but it's very cool. It's all web based and it can store your documents online for you as you type them, and you can access them anywhere. Very, very cool. Definitely check them out. A hoe for me would be Rocket Boom, which folded this week. Not really folded. There's this big controversy over getting rid of their host, Amanda Congdon, and all the controversy that goes along with that. So definitely reading that story. She says that she was fired. The producers say that she quit. No one's really telling the truth. My theory is that she wanted to pursue her acting career because she is, you know, an actress at heart, and felt that, she'd gone as far as she could with Rocket Boom. Lastly, something that I wish I was friends with is a website called Oh No. I'm sorry, not Oh No. It's, called Oh Word. It has a lot of funny stuff on it. One of the funniest things I've seen is, redrawing of all the old Peanuts cartoons, featuring the Wu-Tang members and them just like speaking their raps in the form of Peanuts, and it's really, really funny for some reason. Definitely check them out, but they have a lot of really, really cool and interesting stuff. So anyway, we'll be back next week with episode 13. Eric and I will both be back and look forward to talking to you all then. As always, check out whatevs.net, which will have all these stories as well as all kinds of other cool stuff. And you can also check out our delicious pages at del.icio.us/knowledgeispower. If you want to check out Eric's stuff, that's delicious/knowledgeispower/Eric. And if you want to check out my stuff, that's delicious/knowledgeispower/Greg. All right. Talk to you all next week. And just remember, there's a lot of knowledge out there, but we know what's best for you.